We are Science Fiction Remnant, Season 2, a podcast for sci-fi lovers spanning across books, movies, TV shows, and games. Music provided by the Atlas.
BlindKnowledge.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Science Fiction Remnant, Season 2. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope that you find this episode as exciting to listen to as it was for us to create for you. But before we start this episode, I want to take this opportunity to present to you some podcasts we think you might enjoy.
Welcome to CMcB, home of Chunk McBeef Chest. This is a podcast where I take stupid questions way too seriously. Like, what if Bruce Banner put on adamantium pants and then transformed into the Hulk? What would happen? I answer that question definitively. If vampires are undead, that means they don't have a heartbeat. Can a vampire get a boner? I answer that question definitively. I also examine some of the most amusing musings on the internet and editorialize and take them way too seriously. Join us for CMcB, the podcast from Chunk McBeef Chest.
At Cinema Recall, we want to present to you the finest in film analysis.
Yeah, like action and gore and sex.
We will look at classics by Kubrick, Lynch, Godard, De Palma, and Coppola.
I don't know who the that is, but I'm looking at classic bodies of Christina Hendricks, Keanu Reeves, Salma Hayek, Ryan Reynolds.
We are a serious show for film lovers who enjoy indie foreign films, art house gems, and classic black and white features.
Well, I enjoy big budget blockbusters with great action and sexy people. Maybe our podcast can celebrate all aspects of films, like people who feel like your weird way and like people who feel like my weird way can like get together, man.
They can?
Yeah.
Huh. You know, I like that.
Cinema Recall is available everywhere you find great podcasts. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram under Cinema Recall Podcast and on Twitter at cinema_recall.
Open the door, Hoff.
I'm sorry, Fury. I cannot let you do that.
Open the door, Hoff.
I'm sorry. I can't let you open the door, Kung Fury.
God damn it. Open the doors.
I'm sorry. I can't.
Open the door.
Did anyone tell you not to hassle the Hoff 9000?
Oh, Hoff 9000, son of a bitch.
Welcome to a new episode, a very good episode. I am your host, Captain Chaos.
And I am your host, Robert.
Oh, this is gonna be fun, bro. The laughter.
Science. The science.
Oh my god. This is hard sci-fi, man. I'm telling you.
Hard sci-fi.
Really hard. It's gonna get your brains going, and it's gonna make you smarter just from watching.
It's gonna make me question reality. Gio was found dead after trying to land in a full split from a third-story building.
Oh, man.
Bro.
This is one,
extravaganza. This is extravaganza, bro.
Before we get into it, I just want to say this is one of the ones that I wanted to do for the longest time. It's one of those guilty pleasure cult classic that most people don't know exist, right?
Guilty pleasure, bro. That's the word.
Guilty pleasure. So, I mean, this is, you know, I either get 50% on this one, right? Either the person have no idea what this is, and when they watch it, they're like, oh my freaking God. Or they tell you, oh my God, you love it too?
This is a love it or hate it situation.
Oh my god,
it's true.
Yeah. Before we move on, you guys are probably wondering, you know, it's us two again, me and Captain Chaos.
You need to put like a Kenny G music every time you say that.
So we have been keeping in touch with our resident mad scientist, Ray. The last person who actually talked to him has been Gio. So I let Gio give you a little update on our very dear friend, Ray, the mad scientist.
He's doing good, man. He's doing good. He's trying to catch up with us on the animes that you and I have been watching, man. One is sci-fi. The other one is not. But, like, he... and then I sent him some short videos that I was, like, recording because it was just hilarious, man. Like, I was laughing just like today's episode I'm going to record. Just laughing. But he's doing okay, man. And that's a good thing, you know?
Awesome, man.
He's doing okay and going back to being brand new slowly.
Awesome.
Our new cyborg.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so if you guys join us in keeping our Ray in your prayers for a fast recovery. He has a long way to go, but we're keeping him close to our hearts and making sure that, you know, he goes through this hump really fast.
Oh, man, he plays motorball, man. He's fine.
So in our mad scientist's absence, there is a question that he always asks, but I guess it fell into our very dear Captain Chaos to ask the question.
What sci-fi have you been watching, Robert? That is not Star Trek with my cool wife.
So before I answer, right, I'm going to ask you, how does it feel to fill in the mad scientist's shoes on the show?
Smarter than usual.
So, aside from Star Trek, we are...
How does it feel to read my articles and my content? And it's so like, ya me te curaste.
Awesome. So, aside from watching Star Trek, which, by the way, we are in season 5 right now. The last episode that we, me and my wife, have watched is when Spock was discovered in Romulan and Romulus. Yeah, so he was a Romulus, and Starfleet was thinking that he defected to the Romulan Empire. So it's we watched part 1 and part 2 last. So now, aside from that, what sci-fi have I watched? Well, there is this little anime that our very own Captain Chaos was not even aware of. It's called Chobits.
Oh, me too.
And we can't wait for Ray to come back so we can do an episode on it. It's about a world where kind of similar to humans, if you think about it. Remember that episode we did on the show, Human?
Yeah.
It was in this world, robots are part of society. So when you walk around in Tokyo, you see people walking around with either female or male robots.
Yep.
And they're actually
like a personal assistant.
It's like an iPhone on steroids, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Because you can play games, you can get your mail, you can go online.
You can play with them.
You could play with them with video games.
Be the second player. That's fun as hell.
So the way you do that, because you're wondering, okay, how do you do that with a robot, is they have a connector on their ear. I think on the right ear is a connector, and on the left is the plug to power. Yeah. Although these, if you keep them outside, like a dog, they charge themselves, so you don't have to worry about plugging them in. And the right is where you plug into a monitor and you can then play video games.
Oh,
and,
Lord. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's look forward to that when Ray is back. We're doing an episode on that. So I've been watching, but should I say rewatching Because it is one of those animes that I love so much. There's so much content, like scientific content in there.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you how many times I've watched it, and I am doing a complete rewatch again. And I was really surprised that Captain Chaos did not know that anime existed.
Even Ray.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Oh, Ray, my God. Didn't know about it.
Have you heard if he's liking it yet, or you haven't talked to him?
I know that he's going to love it, bro. It's inevitable, Mr. Anderson.
Awesome. Oh, so what have you been watching that is sci-fi related?
Well, just before yesterday, I rewatched again Interstellar.
Oh, man, we got to do that one.
I love that movie, man. I was like, I found it on Amazon Prime. And I was like, hey, it's been a while I don't watch that movie. I tried to rewatch Repo Man, but I wasn't feeling it. And I like that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't finish it. And then I watched Interstellar completely. I love that movie, man. That movie's good.
Oh, yeah. There's so much there. And again, for all of you out there, they're wondering why we haven't done that movie yet, is we're afraid. We're very, very afraid.
It's going to be a 6-episode series.
It's probably, I'm afraid it's going to be its own season. So season 3, all about Interstellar.
Oh my God. It's going to be a side project, Interstellar Talk.
Yeah. Hey, maybe that could be, like a bonus episode that we can release. I don't know.
Hey, who knows? I've been thinking of watching Inception again. I haven't watched it again.
Yeah, that's another one we're afraid. And Tenet. Oh, my God, Tenet.
And I want to write an article about Ready Player One. So I'm thinking of rewatching it again.
So for our new listeners out there that are not aware, we have a website.
Yes.
We do. It is sciencefictionremnant.com. And we are writing articles on it. So if you like our content, most likely you'll like our articles. We are pretty much just writing articles in the same feel that we record our episodes. Mm-hmm. And I am taking contributors. So if you like to write for sciencefictionremnant.com, you can reach out to us and we can post your article along with whatever you want to promote. And the most exciting thing is Chaos has broken into the sciencefictionremnant.com website. It's chaos. It's absolute chaos because our Captain Chaos started to write for our website. So you want to, we haven't had an article of yours released yet, right? But I just want to make sure that if you're listening to this episode, hopefully by the time this episode releases, the article will be out. So just kind of be on the lookout, because there's a couple of articles that are coming on. Do you want to give the audience just a little nugget, of what to expect from the Chaos?
Well, we're going to be talking in depth about AI and what it means for it to be conscious, singularity.
Awesome.
We're going to be exploring those in Magnetic Rose by Otomoro.
Nice.
Going to be also exploring it on a article that I made about Ghost in the Shell, the 1995 movie. Anyway,
yeah,
and I'm thinking in a couple more other topics to explore.
That's awesome. So yeah, be in the lookout. I'm actually writing too. So I was actually the one who started it. So there's quite a lot more articles that I have written in there. We have an article from RoboPulp, and we are going to have an article come out from Feral, which is a member of our Discord. Really, really good insight. So if you don't follow science as much as you do, and his conversations on Discords to me at least, they're really, really engaging, and I love them. But if you don't follow science, you're going to feel lost because he is very technical. So look forward for that article. It's talking about population. So if you're not in Discord, hey, Captain Chaos, what's wrong with them?
I mean, you're missing out a lot. I actually, like, we interact more directly with our audience in our Discord. Like, today I was sharing actually some of the images that I created for the articles that I was writing. You know, so you even get a little bit more of the good stuff.
Oh, yes.
So everybody should join our Discord, and there's a barcode there. It's easy, and it's the best way to communicate. We can do even... can catch us in our channel just chatting, right?
Yeah. So one thing that I can tell you about our Discord, to make it a little easier, and I don't know if I mentioned this in previous episodes or not, but when you log into our Discord, so if you're listening to the pod, you'll find an invite link on the description. If you are watching this on YouTube, you can just scan right up the screen. It'll take you to our Discord. So after you agree to our terms, you know, basically your basic terms, we want to make sure that no one, you know, it's everybody is polite.
Our terms.
We just want to make sure that everybody's polite, right? That we're not, you know. So after you do.
Put some Kung Fury energy out there. It's our way or the highway.
There you go. So after you do that, I strongly recommend you go to the Roles channel. And there you're going to find what I like to call your sci-fi flavor. So you'll find Star Trek, you'll find Star Wars, you'll find Doctor Who, whatever you're into. You want to make sure and react to the ones that you like. And that way, those channels we open up for you. And the reason why we're doing that is because we have so many channels open. And because everybody has different tastes or different things they want to follow. This is the way that we have to keep the Discord clean. So you see only the stuff that you're interested in. And what else do we have going on in Discord? And might as well announce it here. If you are a fan of Dungeons and Dragons, we have a Saturday game. So the Saturday game is every Saturday at 3 p.m. If you want to be Eastern Standard Time. Yeah. So if you want to be part of that game, obviously, if you like the Dungeons and Dragons, join our Discord and reach out to us. Just make sure you have your character sheet on D&D Beyond created. And once you're allowed into the channel, you'll see a link to add your character to the campaign. You want to give the audience just a little bit of your experience? I believe this is your very first D&D campaign. Is that right?
Yeah, it's awesome, man. I'm having a time of my life, man.
You want to give them a little snippet? I mean, it doesn't have to be long, of what your experience have been and, you know, what the story so far.
The story is going pretty cool. There's a great dynamic in between characters and a good variation of everybody. And, I mean, we're looking for more players, too. So we want everybody to join. You can join in new weeks, too. So that's a good flexibility, too. But I mean, I'm having the time of my life. It's been fun. And I think it's great. Even the people that have been playing for long, they tell me that they love it too.
Awesome. So are we ready to go into our next segment?
Yeah, man. But actually, for the This Is Sci-Fi.
Okay, let me go ahead and start it.
The next segment?
Yes. Let me start it. We are Science Fiction Remnant.
This is the Funny Science Fiction Podcast.
We are the Caribbean Science Fiction Network.
We are Monorats.
We are One Accord Level 2 Podcast.
This is Jesse from Sudden But Inevitable and Open Pike Night.
This is Sci-Fi.
And this is sci-fi for all out there who are listening to this episode for the very first time. It's a hashtag that we basically created to try to join the communities. So when I started this podcast back in season one, and there has been a lot of hashtags that are siloed into its own communities. So you would find Star Trek, you would find Star Wars, Galactica, but there wasn't really a place or a hashtag where, if you are a lover of sci-fi like I am, and all mediums of sci-fi, there wasn't really a hashtag that would join that community.
That would give you a Jedi spot as fuck.
Exactly. So we have created that back in season one. And now in season two, this is actually our number 60th episode on season two. And the engagement is incredible. And the idea behind it is, if you are a creator, a sci-fi creator, or if you're a sci-fi fan, you want to follow that hashtag, or you want to post to the hashtag. So obviously, if you're a creator, you want your content to be viewed by a lot more eyes. So if you're a creator, it could be a book, could be a podcast, could be a movie, could be whatever it is, you want to post and use the This Is Sci-Fi hashtag. And the reason for that is, there's a lot of times when we finish something, right? That would be reason number one. And we're looking for something else. It could be something you created. It could be something as a fan that you love. And you can post it. And people would actually read your comment and see that property under a different perspective. So I've seen various things happen with this. So there's also there's obviously the discovery factor, where someone, I never seen this, let me give it a try. I've seen it with people, they don't care much about the property, and by listening or by reading someone else's perspective, their interest is piqued, and then they give it a chance and they end up loving it. I've seen so many different things in there. So I encourage you to follow and post to the This Is Sci-Fi hashtag. And also the conversation, the engagement is one of the things that I love. So you have that one sci-fi thing that you love the most, you want to post it. And two things could happen. You can have people that never seen and engage with you on it. Oh, you know, what is it about? Well, you know, how is it? You know, do you like it? And then it's also the other part where people that love that property that you do, then you engage in a conversation about that property. And there's nothing better than talking about something you love, which is what we do in this podcast.
Yep.
So what do you think, Captain Chaos? Do you have anything for this week that you can bring out?
Well, we had some good engagements with Steve Horizon Brave Ghost World this week on This Is Sci-Fi hashtag.
Awesome.
Also with Elise Himmerman.
Oh, sci-fi, scifihistory.net.
Yes.
I get tired of plugging that. His articles are posted every time to the hashtag, and I invite you guys to read it. It's fun.
He's awesome, man. He's awesome. We also have the podcast That Wouldn't Die.
Man, we got to have them back.
We got to have them back, man. It's always fun to have a collab with them. And Tim, the FSF podcast, guys.
Man, I love that podcast.
Man, they made a funny. I was sharing. It was like my therapist. The Banana King Skywalker doesn't exist, and then there's a banana with a lightsaber with a bunch of chopped bananas. Banana King doesn't approve. It was so funny.
Oh wow, nice.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so there you go. If you have not experience the hashtag, I encourage you to follow it and engage in the conversation and bring your stuff, bring your sci-fi flavor to the hashtag. We would love to engage with that.
Yep.
Okay, so I guess we're ready for the next segment.
Sure.
I got you off guard.
Nope. I'm waiting for that.
Shout-out.
I just did. That's why I said I got you off guard.
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it. Should have heard it.
Go ahead.
I don't hear it.
Yeah, I did. I can do it again.
Shout-out.
It's not coming through in my sight.
Oh, okay. You know. There you go. So then I didn't get you. Bummer. Bummer. I wanted to get you.
Oh, man. So the shout out sounded like three times on your step on this side. I feel stupid now. Bueno, first, I'm not even believable, man. Bueno. remind everybody that we are part of the Blind Knowledge Network. It's like Joey says, man. What's not cool? Not podcast. What's cool? Podcast. And they have a great variety of content creators, so everybody should go and check them out. I'm sure that you can find something of your liking there. And I have actually three shout-outs for this week for people that always stay on good engagement with us, and they're always bringing a good laughter to us in our podcast, too. Whenever I go and check on the tweets, they always make me smile and laugh, man. The first one is the Green Shirt Podcast.
Yeah.
Those guys are awesome, man.
Hey, Green Shirts, we want to do an episode. Reach out, man.
Kelly Sensiorgi, also, man.
Yeah, Kelly.
And last but not least, Admiral Funnest Frontier. Take slower.
Yeah. Awesome. And just want to mention also that if you won, you could actually call our hotline and we will actually play your message on future episodes. The hotline is 1-305-563-6334. Awesome. Okay. So I don't know if we're ready, man. We're never ready.
Do we have a plot?
Well, we
does this have a plot?
We you know, amazingly enough, we found a plot.
This is gonna be interesting to even hear.
We found a plot. So yes.
Oh man. So there's science in science fiction here. I do not believe this.
Fantasy, you know, it has everything. Let me preface this by saying this is a ridiculous movie. It's 30 minutes long. That is so ridiculous, it's fun to watch. But yes. here's the thing, right? You would have to love action movies, and you would have to love
satire.
Kind of gory satire. Obviously, sci-fi to the point of being ridiculously extreme.
Ridiculous, yeah, that's the word.
And of course, if you like all those things, you know, just expect it to be what it is. But regardless of what it is,
time of your life.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
I mean, when you start reading the plot, you will laugh. It's very, very direct to the point.
So just, you know, I just wanted to say that out loud first before I read the plot. So I'm going to go ahead and read the plot for you guys. And if you are not, buckle up. You might want to buckle up for this one.
We might be surfing on a Lamborghini.
In the neo-soaked streets of Miami in the 1980s. By the way, this movie is 2015. So we'll talk about that when we start talking about the show, right?
That's true, believe it or not.
in the neon-soaked street of Miami.
Neon-soaked, bro.
Yeah.
That word.
Neon. 1980, man. That goes hand in hand. In the neon-soaked streets of Miami in the 1980s, Detective Kong Fury, a renegade cop with extraordinary martial art skills, fight crime and protects the innocent. But when his partner is tragically killed by the most ruthless kung fu mastermind of the world has ever seen, Adolf Hitler Con Fury's world is turned upside down. Well, that plot, I'm going to have to correct it. You know how it is. You know, plots are always, you know, computer. Especially for this one. Yeah, the one who killed the partner was not Hitler, but it was Kung Fu master.
A Kung Fu master in red.
Yeah. So determined to avenge his partner's death and bring justice to Miami, Kong Fury delves into a secret government experiment that enables time travel with the help of his new hacker ally, Hacker Man. Kong Fury jumps back in time to Nazi Germany in 1940s, seeking to take down Hitler once and for all. Are you lost yet? No. keep on holding on, okay? Because I haven't even started. But this mission is far from easy, as Kong Fury battles through hordes of Nazi soldiers and encounters dangerous adversaries. He discovers a deeper conspiracy brewing. Hitler has obtained a time machine and plans to alter history, creating the unstoppable army of Nazi soldiers and conquering the world.
And I'm
not done yet. With his martial arts.
No, really?
With his martial arts prowess and the help of his unexpected allies, including a vengeful Viking warrior, a talking Tyrannosaurus Rex,
and Barbariana,
a beautiful femme fatale hacker named Valkyrie, Kong Fury must navigate through a wild action-packed adventure across time and space. Together, they faced against an array of bizarre enemies, including giant robots, laser shooting dinosaurs. My favorite. You think, you know, shark with lasers? You have not seen a laser sword. Laser shooting dinosaurs. And even a sentient arcade game. Kong Fury's quests take him from ancient Viking realms to futuristic cyberpunk landscapes, culminating in an epic showdown against Hitler himself. As the battle rages on, Kong Fury learns the true power of his skills and unlocks hidden potential within him. Through his unwavering determination, courage, and sheer badassery, is that a word?
Yeah.
Kung Fury becomes the ultimate force against evil, saving the world from Hitler's diabolical plans and restoring peace to Miami. Not the world, Miami. In the end, Kung Fury emerges as a legendary hero, capturing the hearts of the people and securing his place in history as the greatest martial artist cop of the world ever known. What can we say about that?
You're just like questioning what did I just read.
So it is likely that you will finish watching this and say, WTF, what I just watched. What did I just watch?
Thursday and Friday.
It is 30 minutes. So it's not, you know, it's not that long. It's twice a dust film.
It's a must watch. You need to be prepared for the second part.
So, yeah. As a matter of fact, it's in post-production. If you don't already know, the actor on this film, his name is... let me see here real quick. David Sandberg. He's the writer and the director of the film. There is in IMDb, you can find that he announced that Kong Fury 2 is in production. And it was dated 2023. So I don't know what that means or if we're going to get a part 2.
Believe it.
So,
get excited.
I'm going to ask your favorite question. How old were you when you watched this? Mine, just remember, this is like a, it was released in 2015, I think, for YouTube.
I watched it before, man. I watched it before with you and even with Miguel.
So you're for, if you can recall to the first time that you watched this, right?
Same feeling, man. Laughter. Sheer joy and laughter. Oh, it's just hilarious, man. Aim to please and fulfill expectations, man. All the action I could ask.
Yeah, yeah. This is packed with action and gore.
Oh, my God. Oh. And comedy. Great touch of comedy, man.
Yeah.
The Ranji boys all the time. How many cigarettes that guy should have smoked? For seeds.
I think I saw this back in 2015, right?
Oh, man.
And I think it was 2015 or 2016. And my first impression, if I recall back to the very first time that I found it on, I think it was on YouTube that I saw it.
Yeah, the music video.
I was like, let me see if I can replicate my experience when I watched this film the very first time. This is how my face looked. And of course, if you are not watching us on YouTube, Captain Chaos, what do they need to do? I mean, we have the 10K ass tattoo going on.
Yeah, if we get 10,000 subscribers on YouTube, we'll make a poll. We'll get you guys to decide on what I'm getting tattooed in my butt cheek for you guys. So, 10K ass tattoo hashtag.
Yeah.
Subscribing to YouTube channels.
So basically what it is that episode releases a month after it releases on the pod. So just subscribe so you don't miss it when it comes out. And then you'll find out what face I just made that you can't really see on the pod. But basically, I was in disbelief when I watched this because I wasn't sure what I was watching. Because it was so...
You wasn't sure what did you eat.
Yeah, also. And I was like, I actually watched it a couple of times the same day. And I was just in tears laughing. But the very first time, I think I was in shock.
Yeah, I believe you.
Because like, it's
what kind of mushrooms I just ate.
It is so far-fetched.
That was not shiitake, man.
I'm like, I remember thinking, is this real? You know, like, is this really like a movie really out on YouTube? You know, like, or is this someone making fun?
Yep.
And no, it is a movie. I mean, you see it. It's on IMDb.
Serious, bro.
You know, granted, it's a YouTube movie. It never came into the theaters, but whatever. I mean, what is a movie nowadays? I mean, we find 15-minute movies on Dust on YouTube all the time.
Oh, they're great.
So, yes, this is a movie. But at the time, I'm like, hold up a second. Is this fan fiction? I mean, did someone... And it kind of dawned on me because... I would have to say this, right? And let me know if you agree. This guy is a genius.
Yes, he's a genius, bro.
Because remember, this movie is released in 2015. But when you watch this movie, you could have sworn this movie was actually made in the 80s and you're watching it through a VCR.
Yeah.
You can even see like the scenes, remember that scene when he's fighting
the robot.
It's an arcade machine.
Arcade machine.
They became
game over.
Game over. when the fight was going on between the two, Kung Fury and that machine, you could see as if the VHS tape got chewed up. And if you are from my generation, you probably know what I'm talking about. Where
I do
the scenes skipped. Because maybe that part of the tape got chewed
static.
Up. And you have static and it moves on to other. So it looks like the tape was damaged.
Yep.
and you're watching. And this is a reason, I mean, there's other reasons, obviously, but I think that's one of the reasons, in addition to others, why.
How many times did you try to fix a VHS and find a freaking key inside?
Oh my God. Hey, kids. Yes, yes. So it's how this film was like edited to look like it's an 80s film. They didn't even come out into the theaters. It went straight to VHS.
In the jaw-dropping plot.
So you know, that's one of the reasons, right? It is very 80s. Very 80s, from the content to the visuals. I mean, yeah, we were watching this on our Discord's watch party, which, by the way, if you guys haven't been to a watch party yet, you should.
You're missing out.
You're definitely missing out. We were watching this in the watch party, and I remember telling you that the scenes, the views of Miami.
The old man flexing Thor.
Well,
look at my muscles.
Yeah, but I'm specifically talking about the views of Miami, right?
Oh, yeah.
I remember back in the 80s, I remember those views. I remember that being like, that was very nostalgic to me watching that, even back in 2015. Miami doesn't look like that anymore. So it's kind of fun to see that I'm assuming that he's using some stock footage. Yeah. Of what it was back in the 80s. But for yeah, sure. It's very nostalgic if you are an 80s kid or if you are like a fan of the decade by watching this film. I mean, even the colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The neon.
It's a neon Miami Vice kind of feel.
Did you get the feeling, and I'm going to put this out here, did you get the feeling of like a Miami neon / cyberpunk feel to this thing?
Yeah, for sure.
It's just that
for sure.
I get that feeling every time I watch it.
It is a feeling. I mean, it's the whole theme, the neon, the city, the fast cars, the highways, everything.
Yeah, everything is very, very.
It's just as a typical view, you know, but it's fun as hell, man. He's like, we were cracking up the whole episode watching that.
Yeah.
That's how fun it is.
We were laughing.
Oh my God, man. This is fun as hell, man.
If you are
First time that I watch it, and it's like the fourth time that I watch it, and it still just people cracks me up, man. It's just so hilarious. I love this movie, man.
Oh, man. I mean, the Huff was involved in it. So yes. Not only was he Huff 9000, you know?
Oh, master.
But he actually came up with the music, the song for this movie. Yeah. So it's fun to watch the music video. So if you if you're not aware, there's a music video. Go look it up.
It's 4 minutes. You guys should look it up for sure, man.
The Huff. It's kind of interesting. Kind of funny actually, because at the beginning of the movie, we see like a it was like three thugs in Miami streets. They're walking, like, I think one had a skateboard, and they all have guns. And the police officers stop in front of them and say, "Hey, you got a permit for those guns?" And this is actually the very first time that I'm like in disbelief on what I'm watching, because the guy, one of the guys, the one that had the skateboard, put the skateboard under the car, stepped on one side of the skateboard to make the other side go up. And you could see the police car fly, flipping through the air. And then the three guys just let it rip with the machine guns until the car explodes in midair. How far-fetched is that?
The car in the midair, and he's actually running on it as it flips.
Well, I'm saying I'm going to compare that in just a minute. I'm just talking about the film for now. So it's freaking far-fetched. You're seeing, and then it explodes, and obviously the guy is dead. Now, if you watch the music video, the guy in the car is not the police officers, it's the Huff. And when the car goes flipping through and is flipping, the Huff is outside just running as the kind of like a cartoon, basically. What the cartoon characters do. They walk on top of the flipping car. The car explodes, and I think he shoots at the guys.
Yes. Well, he's running on top of the car, running,
flipping. And then he lands on a split, saying, yes. Permit denied.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. Gio, we rewatched
it. By any stretch of the imagination, I will rewatch this every single time.
It is so far-fetched in any way possible. Oh, my.
It's a good laughter, man.
Oh, my God. Gio, what do you, like, we rewatched it today on the watch party. So what part is fresh in your head? What scene that you like the most that is fresh in your head right now? Or did you learn something from our conversation, too, when you were watching it?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think that it helps to talk like him all the time. It makes feel more manly. You know what I mean? Just that single thing, the whole movie had me cracking up. He took it like that, man. That must be painful, man. You know how many cigarettes that guy had to smoke? Probably.
I wonder if he stayed, if he still had a voice after filming this film.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that.
I know I couldn't talk like that for that like more than 15 minutes.
That was like one of my like the most funny things that I like enjoy of the whole movie.
It's my voice. Job.
It's my job. Just for my job.
Oh my God. And what do you think about the scene when he went back to what I like to be, say is like prehistoric Conan days.
Prehistoric Conan days.
So for all the fantasy loving people out there, yes, there is fantasy with guns and dino lasers.
Yeah. Dinosaurs the lasers by the eye.
And not only that, but Marvel is in here too.
Boy. Oh my God, mate. There's an Omen that likes flexing. Look at my muscles. He's a giant Omen.
That old man is jacked. That old man is jacked. It's Thor as an old man. So now we know where Thor went when he retired.
It was hilarious, man. Well, now I don't remember one of the girls' name. I know that one, it was Barbariana.
Katana. But Katana had no katana. She had a machine gun.
Yeah.
Imagine Conan the Barbarian with a Tommy gun. Barbariana.
They didn't think much, bro. Barbariana.
I think Captain Chaos broke when they announced Barbariana.
He's like, they didn't give it a try. They didn't give it a try, man.
Man, but what do you think about the, laser sword?
Laser sword or the laser?
Oh, my God. Laser
triceratops.
Dude, I'm serious. If you think, sharks with lasers are freaking cool, you haven't seen a laser sword. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. They didn't have, like, stuff to it, man.
What do you
think? Then he get... The Go cell phone ahead. That he gave it to Barbariana. It's like, he called her.
It's a cell phone commercial. You don't have 10 numbers you can store.
It was a commercial you just brought back all the way from the 80s. Very cyberpunk issue.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the phone, if you are familiar with that decade, everything is from the 80s. I mean, those phones, they look like bricks. The brick phone.
Oh, man. But, hey, you got to be careful. The communication was so real, you could shoot into the phone and it will come into your life.
Oh, my God. That scene was unreal. So, basically, let me explain this and then take our Captain Chaos opinion on it, right? So,
Lord. That was a great commercial, bro.
We have Adolf Hitler. Or what was his name?
Computer.
Computer.
Computer, like the computer, but like computer.
He got to Miami, back to the, you know, from the 40s. He designed a time machine in the 40s and traveled to 1980s. And he actually grabbed, I mean, this guy was walking on the streets with one of those brick phones. And he said, hey, is that a phone? Give me the phone. And so he grabbed the phone. He called the Miami Police Department. And he says, is this the police? And I guess the captain answered yes. And he started shooting into the brick phone. But that's not what it ended.
Oh, my God.
It didn't end there. It did not end there. The phone didn't break like it should with bullets. But the bullets traveled. Yeah, it was very good communication. You know, Wi-Fi. I mean, Wi-Fi wasn't available, but self-communication, it was so great that the bullets travel through the mic into the speaker on the other end and actually killed the captain. And not only that.
It's like killing all the officers.
He started shooting nonstop, and the bullets are coming out the other end, killing officers in the police department.
Jesus Christ.
How sci-fi is that, man?
Very hard science fiction, bro.
Hard science fiction. There you go.
Hard to believe.
Prove me wrong.
Hard to believe science fiction.
So that's another unbelievable scene where I was just like.
But I mean, if you want to look at it from a sensationalist kind of way, defying the laws of physics. Wow.
Man, Ray is missing out on this episode. There's so much science.
We want him to get better, man. Don't provoke him. Don't provoke his anger.
So, have any of you have had a NES? Because
you know anybody that can do a full split from a third story building?
Third story? I think that was one a skyscraper in Miami that he jumped off. He was on he was actually on the on the top floor. That's what his pad was. He was with a girl. He's like, where are you going? He's like, to do my job.
To do my job.
And he jumped and landed in the street on a split.
Oh my freaking God. Jesus Christ. Don't try this at home, guys.
Literally, don't.
No. Oh, my God, my man. God. I mean, they really defy the laws of physics.
And then we meet our very best friend, Hackerman.
Hackerman.
So, to explain Hackerman, right? Let me see if I can explain.
You need to explain that.
Okay. So, Hackerman. He works for the police department. He is the resident hacker. And he actually, if you're familiar with those.
He's got no pimples.
Yeah, he got no pimples. if I explain him, right? Let me see if I can do this. So if you're familiar with the computers in the 80s, you have those IBM computers. They are monochrome. They're basically just
black and green.
Green letters. I think I had a monitor like that for my PS1, IBM PS1.
Neo, the Matrix has you.
There you go. There you go. So he basically, Hackerman is able to hack his not only devices, but software. So he had a mixture of IBM computers with NES components to be able to do his job. So one of the most important parts of his getup is a power glove. And if you're a Nintendo lover and you had an NES, you know what a power glove is. It was very needed for his hacking. So I guess in this scene, he needed to go back in time to stop Hitler. So where he would go, only one person can help, and that's Hackerman. So Hackerman figure out how to hack time. And let me go back a little bit, because, you know, he goes in, he said he needs to go back in time and stop Hitler. And he's like, okay, what are you going to do? It's like, I guess I got to figure out how to travel back in time. And then Hackenmer was like thinking, okay, how do we do that? Because, you know, it's what you normally do, right? You if you need to go back in time, you just figure out how to travel back in time, right? Isn't that what we do, Captain Chaos?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So,
EMC squared.
Yeah, there you go. So,
literally, they put EMC squared.
So he figured out, he actually got one of those bulky keyboards. If you're familiar with the 80s, those like really, really bulky keyboards. And that's the device that he was able to hack to make Kong Fury travel back in time. So he was using that keyboard as a skateboard?
Skateboard, yeah. In which he could barely fit on standing on.
Yeah. So,
oh Lord.
Hacker Man was able to hack time and send them through dimensions, because it looks like a very 80s styled computer animated.
Blue and pink grid.
There you go. Very Miami.
Yep.
And you could see this, but from the computer screen, believe it or not, he apparently he had a color screen, because all the other screens were green, but this one happened to be colored, because we could see Kong Fury as your typical 80s game on a computer.
Yeah, the red jacket, the
2D games, and you see him skating on this keyboard through
towards the horizon,
and it's going bad, because the numbers of years that he's traveling is increasing exponentially, to the point where the computer actually says error, and then he loses Kong Fury. Oh boy, we lose.
And he lands at the feet of dinosaurs with lasers in the eyes.
Freaking lasers, man, I'm telling you. Dinosaur with freaking lasers.
Oh my Lord, man.
And then we have your favorite your favorite barbarian.
Barbariana.
With a machine gun. You're expecting a sword. No. It's a freaking Tommy gun. And she kills the dinosaur with freaking lasers.
As if you thought they could get better.
Oh my God.
But wait, there's more.
Go tell us, Captain Chaos. Tell us what's more.
The giant tower figure of Thor appears.
Thor as an jacked up old man.
And then he just goes to him like, hey, what's up, Thor?
And Thor says,
I need to send me back to kill Hitler in World War II. Say no more. Look at my muscles.
Oh my God.
They're like, okay, thanks, Thor.
I'm going to tell you something seriously. When I am that age, I want to be like that.
Yeah, everybody wants to.
I'm telling you.
Don't be so flexing, man. And then it's a DJ off. Oh, like, look at my muscles. So freaking funny, man.
Oh God. This you know, just like you're hearing us, it's like that. It's very far-fetched.
How cool he is all about it is like, okay, thanks, Thor. See you later.
But before I do, here's a phone where you can call me. He like gave him the phone number to this people.
To Barbara,
and then here's the phone to call me.
What is this?
Oh God.
It was hilarious, man.
So
also the T-Rex and the golden falcon fighting, remember? They're like
so you know the T-Rex have like well, at least the representation of a T-Rex, they have very short front arms.
Yep.
So this scene was hilarious. So you have a golden eagle on the, was it, no, was it a Falcon? I think it was a Falcon. It was on
it was like a Falcon from Hitler.
From Hitler. So it was
computer.
It was on its back. And it has his leg on the air and is fighting the T-Rex with his short legs. So it's like, how can I even express
it's
it
like
for
two minions trying to fight, but like their arms are too short, so they are not really hitting each other.
Oh my God! I think I died.
You never seen the meme of a T-Rex with like a little arm extenders to the sides, and it says like unstoppable. Or a T-Rex, like there's beams of T-Rex, and then like is a T-Rex playing ukulele? It's like ukulele for me for T-Rex.
Hey, what do you think about that scene where our very main star here, Kong Fury, lands in Germany 1940, and he's in the middle. Well, actually, he throws a tank. Okay, listen to what I'm saying, right? It's in the movie. I'm serious. It's in this movie. He grabbed the tank by the turret,
by the cannon,
and throws the tank. And it breaks the high walls on this whatever hangar, whatever it was. And he lands on German soldiers, squashing them. So just let that sink in, right? He grabs it by the turret and just throws it into the crowd of German soldiers. You let that sink in? Okay. Let's continue.
and then it takes kind of like a 2D player beat them all kind of video game look.
If you ever play Streets of Rage,
yes.
What other game can we point out?
Double Dragon.
Double Dragon, yes. Basically, that's what we see. He's in the middle. You see a crowd of soldiers behind him, and you wonder, why are there soldiers not attacking him and acting as background? And then you see soldiers either to the left or to the right, just like a 2D game. And he's just, oh my God. Should we talk about
it? It gets so ridiculous that he stops moving, and whenever they touch him, he just go like, psh, psh, psh.
He just, them,
like, he themselves by just walking into him.
he's just strikes a pose, right? Exactly. And it's in the middle of the, not doing anything,
whenever
not moving.
Whatever touches it is fucked.
we get a couple of scenes. Homage. I would like to say homage to the game Mortal Kombat.
Probably.
And one of them, he says, "Do you need a spine?" And he grabbed his head and ripped the spine of one of the German soldiers. in a very typical Mortal Kombat sort of way, fatality. Yes.
He kicks him around in the air.
And he lands as a swastika on top of the golden. It's a bloody swastika on top
of the. Look at the swastika. Oh, all twisted God. Up in the air.
There's another one. There's another scene when he hits one of the soldiers.
I'm going to disarm you.
Oh, and I'm going to disarm
and
you.
And then he just ripped the arm off and beat them with it.
There's a scene where he actually uppercuts a soldier and his head comes off.
Yes.
Very typical of Mortal Kombat. So
very, very.
Oh, my God.
Flip backwards and forward and just kick people in the air, man.
Hey, there is, if we go back to the beginning of the film or the movie, we could see a reference to Naruto in here. When he's fighting. When he's fighting the martial artist to kill his buddy Cup, remember how he uppercuts him? Oh, no, he kicks him into the air. And then he jumps in the air and kicks him down to the floor.
Yes.
That's what Naruto does.
Yes.
I was like, I remember watching this.
Yeah, forgive nobody.
Oh, my God. The only thing he's missing is because he already had the bandana. All he needed is a metal plate on here, you know, the Leaf Village.
Anything that looks like coincidence is just mere coincidence.
There you go. Yeah. I go with that. Oh my God.
Oh man. It's so funny. This is so funny. This is a must watch.
Yeah. And just, you know, I'm going to say it because I know some of you don't like far-fetched films. Right? This is
hard sci-fi, man. Oh, God. We're not a review podcast.
I think you put it plainly when you said, remember I asked you and you said, you know, you probably lost some brain cells watching this.
I won't get my time back.
But I would not ask for my time back.
No, me neither.
I mean, I would. Like,
it gets me a crack up every time I watch it, man.
I'll read some extra books just to keep the brain cells. But I'm going to enjoy this.
Hell yeah.
It's a guilty pleasure. So if you have watched this, I want you to reach out to us and let us know, because I'm very curious. And the reason why I'm saying this is I get two people. This is a 50-50 thing, right? I get two types of people when I mention this film. Yeah. There is the ones that said, no, I never heard of that. And so you give them the link and they watch it, right? And then you have the other half that says, oh my God, you watched it too? That is so freaking hilarious. And it's far-fetched action, far-fetched gore.
Like Kung Fu Hostel.
Far-fetched martial arts. Yep. Far-fetched science fiction. Far-fetched cyberpunk. Should I keep on going?
Yeah.
But really far-fetched. I mean, you watch it, and it would be like me. When the first time I watched this film, I was in disbelief thinking, is this really a film?
How do you feel when you watch Kung Fu Hustle?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Same feeling.
The only difference is that came to the movie theaters, right? But even at that, I don't think I watched it in the movie theaters. I actually watched it on when it came out, after the movie theaters. But yeah, I remember. It was just hilarious. So would you say that if you like that film, you like Kung Fu Fury? Fury?
Definitely. Definitely. It's a must watch, man.
And of course, if you're from Miami, you will enjoy it. Especially from the 80s, you'll get nostalgia.
Miami High.
So, I guess we can move on to our last question. Any final thoughts on this film?
I think that this film, man, it's part of what pop culture is. It's very ingrained into it. I think I watched this before 2 in the R. No, I'm bullshitting you. Not in the R. A friend from the R showed it to me back in 2015. But this is something like, you can go and watch the music video. It's not much compromise. It's still just as fun. And you can find the movie anywhere.
Yeah.
But it has like that 1980s vibe, you know? Just like listening to the music and anything else like that.
Yeah. And you know, to be honest with you, as far-fetched as this film is, I really, really, really enjoy it. again, my final thoughts are there's some qualifiers that you have to meet before you enjoy this film. So I just have to put that out there, right?
Yeah.
So people that would enjoy this film, people that grew up in Miami in the 80s, it's a must. It's a must watch. If you enjoy satirical of any kind, you would enjoy this film.
Funny.
If you like action, it's full of action to the point of being ridiculous.
Yes.
And as an action fan, as an action film lover, isn't that what we look for in films?
Great entertainment, man.
Exactly. It has gore.
But it's not that graphical.
It's not graphic.
Not even like Gears of War.
And do you agree that it has gore as ridiculous as it is, as the film is? Yes. So that's why you don't see it as being graphic.
Yeah, definitely, man.
It has a sci-fi galore, right? From time travel to equipment to, we have a call out to the movie 2001: Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
As well as Knight Rider with the Lamb, is it a Lamborghini or I forgot what it was?
Yeah, it's a Lamborghini. Yeah.
It's a Lambo. With Huff 9000.
Huff 9000.
So if you like ridiculous films and you enjoy, or you enjoy action films, this is the film for you. And
yep,
I just want to make sure that if you watched it before this, reach out to us, because I'm very, very curious and see what did you think. I mean, if you watched this, you know, a while back, if you continue watching, I wanna hear your experience. And for all of you out there, because I always have, it's a half and half every time I mention this movie. And this is one of the reasons why I want to bring it on the show, is the other half of the people have no idea what it is. And you give them the link and they watch it. So if you have never seen it, there is a link on the description for the film. I mean, there's various locations that you can find this film on YouTube. So if you search for Kung Fury, you know, this is like about 30 minutes long. One of the videos I see here is 39 million views. There's 50 million views. I mean, I can't really tell you how famous this film is, because it's posted in multiple places and they all have like high numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, if you are that other half that has never watched it and you're curious because of this episode, go watch it and then reach out to us and let us know what you think. We are on Twitter. You can reach out on Discord and join our Discord channel, and we can actually talk about this. So, this is actually interesting that I think this film is mostly the experience.
Yes, for sure.
So if you're listening to this episode, you notice how we did not go deep like we typically go. And it's because it's that type of film. The film doesn't have much meat when it comes to science or typical. I'm sure that you could, you know, you can find ways to talk about it, but the reason why you find us not talking about all that stuff is the film, I think, is meant to be that. It's meant to be fun. It's meant to be that type of film where you don't have to think, and all you do is enjoy and laugh. Because basically, that's what we did. We just laugh and laugh watching this film. So let us know. Let us know what you think. So amazingly enough, we are doing the next segment. Are we ready?
Yep, let's go.
The science and sci-fi.
So you're probably wondering,
What science? What science do you manage to get?
Science is in here. I mean, there's sci-fi, but you know, there's science.
I don't think there's science in here.
So, Gio, I don't know if you want to take the first topic, whatever out of the ones that we can talk about, and I'll just take the second, unless you want me to go first. And
let's see. You're going to talk about robotics and cybernetics?
Yeah, go ahead.
You were going to talk about that one, you said?
No, you can talk about that one if you like.
Well, it says in the film includes characters with robotics enhancements and cybernetic implants. These can be associated with the field of robotics and the advancement of prosthetics devices that aim to restore the enhanced human's capabilities. This is something that I always have very, very deep interest on. Very cyberpunk thing, guys.
Yes. Yes.
Which is enhancement. Yeah. I actually shared a video on our Discord channel about an actual doctor reacting to what it really would mean for the implants that they put in Cyberpunk for David. And he explains you the real medical problems that it will cause.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So we see, yeah, and this is why I said you get a cyberpunk feel to this thing, because not only are you seeing robots in here, but
you got arcades that are giant monsters like Octila.
They shoot coins as bullets.
They actually take parkimeters and then feed themselves coins from it.
So yeah, this is
a very funny detail.
Yeah. So I guess I can take the next one. This movie features time travel as the key plot element, because he is dependent on going back in time and finding Hitler.
It's evident that they're not being serious with time traveling idea, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just considering that they're using an NES and a power glove. Okay, so the plot element allowing the protagonist to journey back and forth between different time periods. While time travel is a popular concept in science fiction, it is currently purely speculative and not yet scientifically proven or feasible. So there have been, for as long as I remember, research paper done on the concepts. And again, you know, this is what scientists do. This is how science works. But none of the experiments have proven anything concrete. It seems like Einstein
they got laser shooting triceratops. Don't forget that.
So I'm sure you want to find time travel so you can see those dinosaurs, right? Is that what it is?
No.
You don't want to keep one as a pet?
No. Not interested.
So one
why,
of
why, man?
Well, it'll keep your house secure.
Or destroy it.
you put some laser lenses on the dino, so you know, kind of like Cyclops from X-Men.
Yeah, they're so docile. Probably not being able to grab it itself will make it frustrating enough.
Okay, so yeah, if you're wondering, this is the only science that we're gonna talk about.
Laser dinosaurs.
Yeah, that, you know, Jurassic.
You know what
Park?
Reminds me of Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh yes, yes.
Laser dinosaurs, literally.
So I just like to apologize to all of you other who were expecting more science behind the science fiction, but it is a testament to the type of film that it is. So. Some of the concepts we like, for example, robotics, we have talked so much that we decided not to go in depth. You know, you hear Boston Robotics and all that stuff.
And then there's others that we cannot even go into, like jumping from a penthouse and landing on a full plate.
Well, that's definitely fiction. There's no science there.
Yeah.
So, yes, this is a testament to the film. It's just pure enjoyment.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess this concludes our episode. Yep. I hope that you enjoyed. This is one of those few episodes that we have kept close to an hour long. But, you know, which is unusual. This film, you know, typically we can talk 2 hours about a 50-minute film, yet this is a 30-minute film and we talk about it for just over an hour. But again, I repeat, this
such
is
a complex plot.
Yeah, it's a testament to the film, right?
Yes, it is.
So you don't take this film as something serious, because, you know, look how much of a hard time we had trying to find science in it. But just take it for what it is. It's just a fun, really fun action film. Far-fetched action film. So, again, I'd like to thank you so much for being in, listening to our show. Just remember, this episode releases a month after on YouTube. And if you don't want to miss, go ahead and subscribe. We are coming really close to our beginning mark on YouTube. So if you know someone who likes the show and has not subscribed yet, go ahead and reach out. Let them know. And that way you don't miss our expressions, you know, and our Captain Chaos causing chaos, because it's different when you watch him. It's a lot different, believe me. I'm looking at him right now.
It's better.
So again, thank you so much for being on, for listening to our show and watching our show. We really, really appreciate it. I mean, Gio, I'm not talking for the three of us, right? Because when I say this, I'm basically speaking for Ray and Captain Chaos. But, you know, tell our audience so they can hear at least one time, you know, how appreciative we are. We would not be here without you.
Yeah, it's all thanks to you guys. So we appreciate it and always keep engaged with us. Always letting know things that you want us to cover too.
Yeah.
We always like to hear from you.
Yeah, reach out to us via Twitter. I mean, even on YouTube, we read our comments.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So reach out and let us know what you would like us to cover, and we will add it to our Trello board, and you could see it on future episodes.
Yeah.
So again, thank you so much for being just one more week with us, and we can't wait to have you for next week.
See you next time.
Bye.
Well, this is all for now. Reach out to us and let us know, what do you think about this episode? Share your comments and let us discuss this episode and any ideas on topics you would like us to discuss on future episodes. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Sci-Fi Remnant. Would you like to join our Discord server? The link is posted in the description. Remember, if you like this show, do share, rate, and review on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Doing this will help others find and enjoy this show. Thank you. See you next time. This is Science Fiction Remnant, signing off.